Today in Tampa, industry specialists from the agriculture and food industry, law enforcement, the military, and emergency management took a course on food security. It was offered by the Center for Agriculture and Food Security and Preparedness. Alan McConnell is the food industry specialist who taught the course and said only 1% of food is seen before it hits shelves.
So a very, very small quantity of the food that actually comes across our borders is actually physically inspected. We receive millions and millions of shipping containers each year by land, air, and sea. And there's only so many eyeballs.
John Burkett is with the Office of Agricultural Emergency Preparedness at the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. He is concerned that terrorists could use insects to attack the American food system.
With all the focus on terrorism that exists, mostly with chemical or biological weapons, there have been an enormous amount of insect introduced in the United States in the past 10 years, either through negligence or through just natural causes coming in with food products that come in from other countries. Most of all the foreign invasive species that exist have come in through food products in the United States, and they are very, very detrimental to the products, especially in the state of Florida.
McConnell said insects are a natural part of agricultural processes where plots cover large areas of land.
You think about seeds, grain, corn, wheat, rice, any of those, where does it come from? It comes from fields, wide open, the birds flying over, animals traipsing through, et cetera, et cetera. FDA does, and USDA, allow a certain level of insect parts. You've all heard this before, and it's true. There's a certain level of insect parts allowed in grain products and things like that. Because it's an agricultural product, it doesn't grow in a sterile environment.
And he said that even harmful fumigants, pesticides, and toxic chemicals found on products could be allowed to enter the country.
They may be allowed to hold that product in a bonded warehouse at the point of arrival or at the point of entry. It hasn't entered yet because it's over the limit. They may be allowed to reprocess that product if they can present to FDA or USDA a plan of how they're going to recondition that product and bring it into compliance, they may be allowed to do that.
Sometimes companies can misbrand products, artificially inflating their dollar value, but McConnell said that misbranding and mislabeling could also be harmful, as happened with some Chinese companies that were caught selling several tons of tainted milk over the last several years.
Artificially boosted the protein content. Melamine is high in nitrogen. When we analyze for protein, we're actually analyzing for nitrogen. So if you put something in a food that has lots of nitrogen, it looks like it has lots of protein, but it wasn't protein. It happened to be a plasticizing agent that was toxic, that caused massive recalls, caused several deaths, considerable number of illnesses on both the human side, showed up in baby food, showed up in milk powder in general, and it showed up in gluten-type products, which are used as binders and protein additives in foods.
Earlier this year, Republican Florida Senator Jim Norman proposed a bill to outlaw taking photographs on farms, but it died during the legislative session. John Burkett said that remote farms could provide an easy target for malicious activity.
Anything, whether it be a foreign animal disease or some sort of adulterated feed or toxin, can be introduced to those animals with very little risk of being caught. In terms of surveillance, there is a heightened awareness of people being able to drive by facilities to surveil, whether it be audio surveillance, video surveillance.
In response to 9/11, Congress passed the Bioterrorism Act of 2002 and requires that the Food and Drug Administration receive prior notice before food is imported into the United States. But the United States Department of Agriculture is not covered. Nella Yunta works with for-profit shipping company Customized Brokers and said that they have other guidelines.
USDA has the ability to look at the manifest that is transmitted before vessels sail from a foreign country. So USDA has that information ahead of time.
Howard Wallace is with the Florida Department of Agriculture. He said that while the USDA inspects all meat, poultry, and egg products, the Food and Drug Administration has been asked on occasion to help inspect beef imports for mad cow disease. And although such a small amount of imports are physically inspected, Wallace suspects the economy won't allow for much tougher scrutiny.
Well, with the way the economy is and the way our governmental restrictions are, that's just not going to happen. So we just mainly need to use public outreach, use the public to let us know when things are wrong, when they don't see stuff right. You know, the 1% is what's inspected at it. We do post-entry inspections of high-risk materials. We do 100% inspections, 50% inspections. That's beyond what you've seen here. So more stuff is done on higher-risk materials.
Wallace said that most instances of invasive species into Florida, such as Mediterranean fruit flies and giant African land snails, have been innocent mistakes. But he said the last time the snails were a problem for Florida in the 1960s, eradication took 10 years. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.